Scientists are currently exploring a possible link between commercial fishing practices and smaller fish size. KDLG's Adam Kane reports.
A research paper was recently published documenting a lab experiment where scientists studied the evolution of fish stocks in response to harvest selection over 10 years, specifically to find out if catching and keeping the largest fish from a given population would eventually lead to generations of smaller fish. Fisheries ecologist Steve Munch with New York's Stony Brook University worked on the recently released study. Around 4 years into the experiment, scientists started to notice something interesting.
What we found in the first five generations of the experiment when we were doing this selection is that the fish evolved fairly rapidly in response to harvest selection. That is, the ones where we were harvesting the way typical fisheries do, that is, removing the largest fish, evolved a substantial decrease in yield in just the first 4 or 5 generations.
The experiment didn't end there. The scientists continued on for another 5 years, asking themselves, what happens after harvest selection is relaxed? That is, when fish are taken randomly.
We found that, at least in the ones that were in the typical fishery, where we're removing the biggest fish, that they did show a rebound. That is, they had an evolution back towards their original growth trajectories. So when we stopped fishing on them in a size-selective way, they sort of started to come back to what they were before.
This is good news, he says, particularly because it shows a faster recovery than previous studies had shown. The faster recovery, however, applies to generations instead of actual years, which amounts to considerably more time when applied to fish such as salmon, which have a typical lifespan of 4 to 7 years, or cod, which can live as long as 30 years. So what can be done to prevent an undesired evolution?
I think the next really big thing is to try and figure out whether, okay, given that it is happening, what can we do about it? And one of the things that we can do about it is change the size selectivity with which we remove fish. And another big thing that we can do, this is the sort of obvious and easy one, is fish less intensively. Of course, that's never popular.
And someone who knows how unpopular a reduced fishery can be is Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Commercial Fisheries Director, John Hilsinger, who believes the results of the experiment are possible in theory. However, through extensive fisheries management, he believes there's little chance of this actually happening.
In commercial fisheries, number one, we don't harvest 100% of the big animals. We have escapement goals, and then we have harvest rates that are normally much lower. And even in some areas of Bristol Bay where the runs are very healthy right now, after over 100 years of commercial fishing, we still only have harvest rates that are generally in the 70 to 75% range at most. And so we're harvesting at rates that are far lower than what some of these studies have used.
He goes on to say that using a specific mesh size helps harvest the most abundant amount of fish as opposed to the largest fish of a given population.
That's why in a lot of areas of the state you see mesh size restrictions. The mesh size can't be larger than a certain amount or it can't be smaller than a certain amount. And we use that to try to have a mesh size that targets the middle of the size range of the species in that area.
Hilsinger says the Department of Fish and Game is always concerned with the state of the fishery, and studies with regard to mesh size selectivity are currently underway. He goes on to say that if a problem in the fishery was to be found, they would certainly propose related changes to the existing regulations. For now, the little fish problem seems to be contained to the lab in Stony Brook, New York. Here in Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.